Now, WestConnex. This comes from one of my listeners, whom I won't identify, in relation to the truck and dog company that was pulled over yesterday in Western Sydney. I've had dealings with the company over 10 years. Let me assure you, Ray, their trucks are only fixed when they get defected. It's not unusual for ball tyres, no brakes, because of worn brake shoes, oil leaks, and I can tell you the drivers are screamed at if they don't do enough loads. This company needs to be investigated. Well, both the owner of the company and the driver are both facing fairly severe penalties at the moment. But I did get a note from Stuart Ayres, the Minister for WestConnex, yesterday. Last night, in fact. And after my criticism of him and the government yesterday, he's responded. As Minister for WestConnex, I'm appalled that a truck and dog trailer combination was involved in an accident at St Mary's on Monday, and the truck allegedly found to have major defects after an inspection from the New South Wales Joint Traffic Task Force. Well, it gets worse than that, Minister, because another truck was delivered yesterday to Wetherill Park and it had just as many problems, owned by the same people. He says, I fully support the efforts of the Joint Traffic Task Force to stamp out unsafe practices of rogue heavy vehicles across New South Wales on any government project, and my colleagues will do everything in our power to clean up the industry. Ray, my attendance at the Operation Dactyl last Thursday was planned and targeted, aimed at seeing and sending a clear message to the drivers and contractors at WestConnex that the New South Wales government will not tolerate unsafe heavy vehicles on our roads. Today, meaning yesterday, I met with the Chief Executive of Sydney Motorway Corporation, Dennis Cleish, the SMC project directors, and directed them to urgently audit and overhaul the safety and compliance systems of their contractors. I've instructed SMC to get tougher on their contractors, CPB contractors, and so it goes on to name a whole range of other contractors. They need to be held to account. Our standard is their standard. I expect all contractors to implement the necessary corrective measures to address this very serious issue raised by the Joint Vehicle Heavy Vehicle Task Force, or face suspension of all heavy vehicle haulage on the project. Any heavy vehicle suspension will stay in place until we're satisfied contractors working on our sites have eliminated unlawful operators from the project. The government acknowledges that the majority of the trucking industry is going to do the right thing, and like others, they want unlawful cowboys off our roads. WestConnex will change the lives of tens of thousands, and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, we know all that, Stuart. We know that, Minister, but we need to make sure that people's lives are not being put at risk by you employing, as the government overseeing body on WestConnex, cowboys within the industry. So I hope it's not fallen on deaf ears. I hope it's not lip service to complaints by the media and other. I hope that, in fact, the truck and dog operators who are acting outside the law are cleaned up and got away from WestConnex ASAP.